The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father or mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his cross, his own cross, and come after me, cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into a battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Suppose one day or one Sunday we are asked to carry our own cross in a literal sense to church. You know, imagine yourself carrying your own cross in a literal sense. And respond to this question: how big would it be? How heavy would it be? Or how light would it be, that kind of cross that you are carrying? Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ does not mean the cross in a literal sense. He means the cross that we carry each day. I remember one day my sister, the nun, called me up, you know, and it's one of the days that she would call me up and share, you know, all her problems and struggles. And she told me, "You know, I have this big cross that I carry each day," she said, "you know, and it's burdened me. And it's a cross not only of my personal cross, but also, you know, the cross that I carry of family problems, the situation at home, and, you know, my brothers and sisters. It is the kind of cross that I carry each day." And I paused for a while and, you know, and told her, "You know, I'm your brother, right? So we carry the same cross." And she said, "Oh, I forgot about you, that you are my brother." Hey, don't forget, I'm still your brother. But the cross that Christ wants us to understand is the cross that we carry each day. It could be, you know, a cross of a prodigal children, of your prodigal children, a cross of responsible parents, a cross of your own difficulties in life, a cross of your illness and struggles, you know, your challenges when you desire to become holy and saintly person, yet all, you know, the struggles that you encounter in your on your path. These are the cross that our Lord wants us to carry. Now, the Lord is kind of like harsh in saying that if you do not want to carry this cross, you cannot be my disciple. Well, the world tells us, hey, don't suffer. Suffering is bad, you know. If you suffer, it's bad. But the Lord tells us, bear your cross patiently and come after me. Carry your cross daily. Why? Because the cross is our only way to glory and unite our life with the sufferings and the cross of Christ. The question is, are we ready to unite our own sufferings and our own crosses to the cross and sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ? Are we ready to take that kind of life? are we ready to truly become disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ? The gospel offers us two parables about discipleship. That when, you know, a person wants to build a tower, he must sit down first and calculate if he has all the resources to finish the tower. Or a king marching with 10,000 troops, fighting against a king with 20,000 troops, he would sit down first and calculate. So also with our discipleship, we must sit down and calculate and see whether we have what it means to become true disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whether we have all the means to be truly His disciple. Whether we have the courage and strength to carry our own cross and follow Him each day. Yes, our crosses are different. We have our own unique cross. And that cross is your own way to holiness of life. Your own way to sainthood. Embrace it. Do not set it aside. Do not ignore it. But yet embraced it and loved it. Because through the cross, we're all saved. Through the cross, we know how much God loves us so much. How He died on the cross. How He offered us the salvation. The salvation of souls. Think about this. When the world tells us not to suffer, Christ tells us to suffer. When the world tells us to despise, you know, problems and difficulties and work your way around so that you may experience your own understanding of true joy and true freedom, Christ tells us, embrace your cross. Follow the Lord in all the difficulties and challenges of your life, because that is the way to glory, the way to true happiness, and the way to salvation. The cross is the way to salvation, our own way of the cross. In life, we sometimes think about, you know, the importance of this world, the things that matters in this world. But Christ tells us in today's gospel as well that you cannot be my disciple if you do not renounce all your possessions, all your attachments to this world, and even hating your parents, your brothers, your sisters, and all that you love in this world. You cannot be my disciple. True discipleship, the love of God must take precedence. The love of God must be the first on our list. The love of God must be our aim. And that includes embracing our own cross and striving to live a holy way of life. The saint that the church canonizes today, Mother Teresa, experienced that same cross that we all experience. For over 50 years in her ministry, she experienced that cross, the abandonment of God. She did not feel the presence of God in a concrete way in her life. But yet, she carried that cross for over 50 years, patiently, lovingly, and with a smile on her face. She kept serving the poorest of the poor, the neediest of the needy, with a happy attitude and character. She carried her own cross. What about us? Amidst our own problems and challenges in life, amid the cross that we carry each day that our God gave us, do we carry it patiently, lovingly, with courage, knowing that this is our personal way of the cross to make us holy and to make us saint? Our church needs saints. Our church needs holy people. Our church needs people with radical way of life to follow our Lord Jesus Christ? Are we one of them?